Texte numéro 78. Science behind smoking ban called into question. California is becoming a smoker's nightmare. This week, the town of Belmont will ban smoking in apartment blocks and shared houses. Down the coast in Calabasas, smoking in public places, including the street, has been illegal for over a year. It's not just California. In Maine, for example, officials say that 40% of all shared residential buildings are now smoke-free. And this January, the European Union's Health Commissioner announced he would push member states to ban smoking in all public places in the near future. A law will be enforced in France in January. If the trend continues, smokers may find it impossible to indulge their habit in many cities without breaking the law. Anti-smoking campaigners argue that the scientific evidence supporting such measures is compelling. For example, Washington, D.C.-based Action on Smoking and Health, ASH, which is frequently quoted in media debates on tobacco control, states in its promotional material that a single exposure to tobacco fumes lasting just 30 minutes can raise a non-smoker's risk of suffering a fatal heart attack to that of a smoker. The British Heart Foundation, BHF, makes similar claims. Can the risks of such a brief exposure really be that high? Not according to tobacco researcher Mike Siegel of Boston University, who examined statements made by nearly 30 anti-tobacco groups, including ASH in the US, as well as clinical studies upon which the statements were based. He believes the anti-tobacco groups distort the science to make their point. In doing so, he fears the campaigners could undermine public trust in what they say and in the validity of powerful, legitimate evidence that links chronic passive smoking to heart and lung disease. Although a half-hour exposure does cause measurable changes in blood flow, the effects are only transitory and blood circulation returns to normal within hours, sometimes immediately, Siegel says. There is no evidence that a single exposure causes any meaningful damage in the way that the groups claim. It is certainly not correct to claim that a single 30-minute exposure to secondhand smoke causes hardening of the arteries, heart disease, heart attacks, or strokes, he says. The anti-smoking movement has gone overboard. The ban on streets is not scientifically justified. Others feel that, while there is no proof 30 minutes of passive smoking raises the risk of heart attack for a non-smoker, it is not unreasonable to highlight the effect smoke has on the heart. Indeed, the fact remains that brief exposure to tobacco smoke, whether active or passive, has measurable effects on the cells lining the coronary arteries. And, if repeated, exposure could contribute to narrowing the arteries and increasing the risk of angina and heart attack. Adapted from New Scientist, November 2007.